This is an NPR News update for Monday, January 21st, MLK Jr. Day. I'm Kathy Worzer. The public has until tomorrow to comment on the Trump administration's plan to renew mineral leases for a proposed copper-nickel mine on the doorstep of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Dan Crocker has more on that.
On December 20th, the federal government announced it planned to renew two controversial mineral leases for the proposed Twin Metals mine near Ely. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management also released an environmental assessment of the lease renewal and gave the public until January 22nd to comment on it. Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith have both asked for an extension of the comment period. So have several environmental groups, which have also asked for public hearings to be held on the lease renewal. They say federal staff haven't been available to answer questions on the proposal during the government shutdown. The BLM has yet to respond to those requests. Twin Metals says the leases are the foundation of their project and are needed to file a formal mine project proposal. Dan Crocker, NPR News, Duluth.
A DFL primary will take place tomorrow in a special election for an open state Senate seat in East Central Minnesota. Emily Bright reports.
Michelle Lee and Stu Laurie are on the DFL primary ballot in Senate District 11. The seat opened when Governor Tim Walz named Democrat Tony Laurie to be State Human Services Commissioner. Stu Laurie is Tony Laurie's son. Lee is a former Duluth TV news anchor. She won the DFL endorsement at a party gathering on Saturday. The primary winner will face GOP Representative Jason Rarick in the February 5th special election. John Bierenbach of the Legal Marijuana Now party is also running. Senate District 11 includes Pine and Carlton counties, as well as portions of St. Louis and Kennebec counties. Emily Bright, NPR News.
The Minnesota legislature has the day off to commemorate the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but the North Dakota legislature is in session. The North Dakota House will consider two new abortion restriction bills today, 6 years after passing some of the nation's strictest laws on the procedure. A Minnesota DFL state lawmaker says he wants to determine how many people have been overcharged for vehicle registrations and then reimburse them. Tim Pugmire has more.
Representative Rick Hansen of South St. Paul introduced legislation to address one of the problems caused by the state's troubled computer system known as MNLARS. A report last year from the Office of the Legislative Auditor found significant inaccuracies in some types of registration transactions under the new system. Hansen said the first step is identifying everyone who was overcharged.
For those who underpaid under current law, it is their lucky day because the law is the law. They've paid for that. But those that overpaid, I think we need to try to make them whole.
Hansen's bill directs state officials to review over a year's worth of MNLARS transactions. Tim Pugmire, NPR News at the Capitol.
The boys basketball team from Jordan High School, where some fans recently displayed a Donald Trump re-election flag in the stands, has pulled out of a holiday basketball invitational tournament scheduled for today. The Jordan High School boys basketball team was scheduled to play Minneapolis Henry today at Minneapolis Roosevelt. Some fans displayed a Trump banner when Roosevelt visited Jordan last week. The Jordan school superintendent says the team did not want its presence at the event to deflect from the other athletes. The Timberwolves topped the Phoenix Suns yesterday, 116-114. The same two teams play again tomorrow night. Regional weather forecast today, some of us will see some snow. Winter weather advisories are posted for northern and southern Minnesota. Today into tomorrow, a winter storm watch for southeastern Minnesota starts tomorrow into tomorrow night. So snow will start moving in from the west and spread west to east, with sub-zero wind chills, especially for northern Minnesota. Highs around the region, 9 to 15 degrees. Slight chance of light freezing drizzle in the south, changing over to snow overnight in southern Minnesota. Tomorrow will be a cloudy day with snow around the region. Highs will be in the teens. For more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org or turn on the radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Kathy Worzer.